You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The other day, Jer and I stumbled across a story. This was put out by one of the big vet clinic chains around the country. And they wanted to have some fun with your pet's zodiac sign. Now, I'm aware that some people are really into this, and so I hesitate to say anything that might set somebody off, because you do you, right? It's whatever brings you joy.
Yeah, so. Well, the thing is like this stuff, I don't want to say generally, but a lot of times it does just apply to the, you know, being a human and the aspects of living your life, and it works for humans. You know, I feel like you do kind of take on these traits and these personalities of these signs and then to apply them to dogs.
I think and cats,
it kind of dumbs it down a little bit.
What do you
personally,
mean?
Personally, I don't know. It just kind of makes it less special for the humans to enjoy the signs, you know, when you're then making them up for your pets.
I mean, it's funny that the people who are really good at this, I believe, this is just my opinion, have a way that of wording things so that no matter which one you read, you could find something that says, hey, that's me. That's totally me.
Right. Right.
Right. But I looked at the list and the first thing I did was I had to check Niles the Weirdo to see if, you know, they were spot on. So Niles is an Aquarius born on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And they're the most, it says, Aquariuses make the most creative pets, ready to turn any object into a toy. They might be a little aloof when playtime's over. Don't take it personally. They're just exerting their independence. Well, now, that's all cats, though, right?
Right.
Because Niles can turn on the love and he can shut the love off, like, in a heartbeat. Like some women that I've dated, he can be hot and cold.
Snap.
Just, boom, he's just like from 1 second to the next.
Oh, maybe it was because of you.
It could have been.
But you can make this argument for every one of these coming up. Oh, that's every dog. Oh, that's every cat.
Well,
right? Every one of these.
I guess. The whole thing about turning any object into a toy, I would think all dogs and cats,
yes,
do that.
You see the cat just sitting there, you know, pawing at a shoelace or something. Hey, we're having a good time of my life.
When you see this list, most people don't read the full list. They do just like I did. They pull up their pets and they say, oh my God, these guys are brilliant. Right? And you don't read the rest.
The rest. So I am looking. So our little Goldie Fawn was a rescue. So they're kind of placing her date as December 6th. You know, they're kind of guesstimating.
Which makes her
a what?
Which
is funny because they like nailed down the exact date and she was a rescue wandering the streets. But anyway.
Maybe they did some sort of like carbon dating on her or something.
Do you cut open a tooth and count the rings? I don't know what it is. But so that falls her. She's actually the same as me, a Sagittarius. So this says Sagittarius pets are naturally curious. They'll want to explore their surroundings and any new people that come to visit. Again, they're super lovable and affectionate. Now, I will say that, yes, she is super lovable and affectionate, and she's curious. She's one, you know? So it's like, yeah, that fits.
I wonder if this is one of the rare ones that wouldn't apply for a lot of pets, because
the new people,
you know how
part?
Some people have a cat, right? That as soon as somebody comes over to the house, they run under a bed and they hide and they don't come out until that person leaves.
What I do.
So, exactly. Yeah. So here, you know, any new people that come to visit, you know, they have to come explore and say hi. And I guess some people would say, that's not my cat.
Right.
My cat won't do
that. I guess
that
one, yeah. That one.
But if you have a dog, what are the odds that somebody has a dog that when a new person comes into the house, the dog runs off and won't have anything to do with
it? That hides, yeah.
Right. Dogs are known for making a beeline for new people who walk into a house.
For nuzzling your crotch like no tomorrow.
I about wet my walking shorts yesterday because I was going out on a walk, had my headphones on, and I was really into this podcast I was listening to. And out of the blue, these new people just moved in a couple houses away. And as I got past it, out of the blue, out of like my blind spot over here to the left, so I couldn't see it, this large dog came running up right to me, like 60 miles an hour. And it wasn't until the very last second that I saw it. I didn't know if it was a bus coming at me or what, but I swear, I mean, if I had needed to tinkle, it would have just...
Whoa.
And that's the thing, is this dog who just moved in sees somebody new walking by.
He's
and
old
made
human,
a,
new human.
And he made a beeline.
Did you ask him what his sign was?
No, I was too busy trying to catch my breath. I was like, holy crap, about had a heart attack.
I'm a Leo. I'm a natural born leader.
Now, let's pick some of these other ones out at random. Like, does Josh have a family pet? Does he know what his family
pet... Josh, do you have a pet? No.
His family does.
No, he's shaking his head. No, no
pets. No pets in their family.
No, another no.
That's pretty rare, isn't it?
It is rare. But the amount of hair that Josh has on his face right now, he could be a pet. He looks like Teen Wolf. My God. His hair is so long and he's got this massive beard. Let's do a Pisces.
All right, go ahead.
Pisces pets are very in touch with their emotions and yours. If you're having a bad day, you can be sure that they'll climb into your lap and give you some extra loving. Who's a good pug?
Well, imagine you've got, let's say you've got a cat who's a Taurus.
Okay.
It says Tauruses are fancy pants.
Well.
So don't be surprised if your pet enjoys the finer things in life, like luxury food, state-of-the-art toys, or a nap in a cashmere blanket.
Ooh.
Mm. You know what? That's another one. I guess I'd have to say that is not Niles at all. It's
these
Meow
all make
Mix
me want to puke.
Or nothing. You know what he did
like
this
it
weekend?
What?
Niles, for the first time in a couple of years, acted out, and he left a little surprise in Zoe's bathroom sink.
One or two?
Two.
Really?
Out of the blue.
That is so disgusting.
They say it's like a, some sort of weird...
F
like
you?
Something's going on that's got them, you know, that they'll do that.
Yeah?
And since then, hasn't done it again. Had been a couple... Just like, just randomly walked in her bathroom.
That's a jerk cat, man. That's gross.
Yeah, but it was her bathroom, so I didn't really care. It was like, ugh.
You just get in there with some tissue and yank it out. And...
Yeah, you can just turn right to your side and drop it in the toilet and flush it, I guess.
God,
but
Tom. You get rid of that cat.
No,
that's gross.
He is super fantastic. That just made me laugh. If that was an everyday thing,
yeah.
I got a problem.
God, but you kind of just wonder what's going through his head that it's like that one time.
Right.
That he felt like he, and why the sink, you know?
I'm glad it was the sink and not
yes,
the middle
like,
of the
or
floor.
Or a shoe or in the middle of your bed or something.
Yeah.
My God.
And I'm sure I'll get all sorts of Facebook messages now. Tom, that probably means the cat has a such and such effect. No.
No.
The cat is fine. That was one time.
He's just a little tricky. He likes to play.
a little Tootsie Rolls just left.
Terrific.
Give us one more. Pick one at random.
Let's do Scorpio. It's right above Sagittarius. When Scorpio pets set their mind on something, like crapping in the toilet or in the sink, they won't stop until they get what they want. They're passionate and spunky, and you'll never get bored with them. So that's one of those yappy dogs. Yappy dogs are Scorpios, I bet. Passionate, spunky, you never get bored with them.
How do we feel about this list?
I hate it. It's stupid.
No, let's never do this again.